Hey everybody, it's Dean. Welcome to our Academy call for March. Wow, it's almost April. Time's flying by here. So we had a great time in Orlando for our Internet Academy. It was great to see everybody. Launched some really cool things that now we've got our GoGo agent platform underway now. So we launched with the all the people at the Academy are sort of the first group into GoGo Agent right now, and we showed all the things that we've been working on with all the landing pages now that you can create and customize for all different kinds of purposes. And we've got all of the getting listings landing page and the autoresponders and the toll-free voicemail and the new feature where people can respond by texting their email address to a number. And so we've got all of those tools along with a CRM system that are all now up and running, and we've got the first group of people going through it. If you'd like to join up with that group, if you weren't at the Academy, you can just go to gogoclients.com, and you can get all set up there, and then Jen will activate all of the GoGo agent landing pages and all those features with us. So we got lots of cool stuff coming down the path there. And what I'm most excited about with it is we've integrated in a postcard builder so that you can edit the postcards just exactly like you see. We don't have to fiddle with having Publisher or Microsoft Word or anything like that. Just like what you see on the screen is what ends up getting printed and mailed. So we've integrated that right into GoGo Agent. So I'm very excited about that. It's going to be a very cool platform for us, and we're in the process right now of building out all the content. We're going to have all of the getting listings program, the finding buyers program, and the world's most interesting postcard with our getting referrals program. All of that content is going to be supported and within the GoGo Agent platform. So I'm very excited about that, and love to have you join us. Now, the great thing is that with these tools in place, now we've got the flexibility to continue to develop new things, new landing pages, new postcards, new pre-recorded voicemail scripts, all those kind of things without having to, in the past when I would do these programs, we'd have to get a whole we have to go through a whole process to set up a site builder to duplicate something like the landing page at for the Getting Listings program. But now we can really have any kind of functions that we want. So I got a couple of more things that I want to talk about, and then I'm going to open it up. And what I really want this call to be is a brainstorming call where we can, I can work kind of one-on-one with you and figure out what would be the most helpful things for your business right now, the things that I could create and integrate that would, whether it's a specific target market that you'd like to go into or something with selling your listings or something with getting referrals. There's just so many things that we could develop. So I'd love to see what you see as the big opportunities in your business and how I can help you create all of those. So it's kind of cool that now we've got this platform that I'm able to be sort of nimble and be able to do things that I can work with one, guys one at a time, and everything can be sent out for everybody. So I'm really excited about the community that we're going to be able to build at GoGo Agent. So again, just check that out at GoGoClients.com. Com, and then we'll activate all of the GoGo agent functionality for you. So you're getting in kind of months before everybody else. So that's kind of exciting. One of the things that I've been doing lately, I was just up in Toronto and I met with our, I have a mastermind group that I meet with in Toronto. We meet four times a year, and it was really great to connect with everybody. And what we've been really focusing on is execution, and we've been focusing on really getting the baseline things in place. The whole group is based on implementing all the things that we were able to implement in Julie Matthews' business when we were running it from my office. So all the things that we did to more than double her business in 1 year, we're working on getting those set up and systemized and kind of working in a group to do those. So the things that we've been meeting since September, and it's been kind of a really great process to just see getting things kind of in orbit, I call them, you know, getting things like getting the top 150, getting the world's most interesting postcard, and to hear, you know, firsthand the stories of how people are reacting to the postcards, the results that people are getting from that. And because it's one of those things that if you look at my at the Academy last year, we talked about my top 10 money-getting ideas. And, you know, one of them is to just focus on your top 150 and orchestrate referrals with them. And so, you know, the minimum effective dose of getting that rolling is something that you can do one time and set it and forget it. So to see those things happening in place, that's fantastic. Then seeing them set up their listing oil wells, you know, choosing an area of at least 1,000 homes and mailing into those, and seeing now the results, you know, coming from that consistency. And then the big focus that we had, when we talked about at this last meeting, was looking at the opportunity that we have with every listing to multiply the results that we get. So we were talking about the strategy of not just focusing on getting the listing sold, but on trying to get all the other opportunities that we have. And so we've identified that each listing comes with five opportunities for a commission. And one of them is getting the listing sold. The next one is finding the buyer for the house. Then finding a buyer who buys something else, buys another house, getting the next listing in that neighborhood, and getting a referral from the seller. All five of those things are opportunities that we have with every listing. And it was really interesting to, and I'd invite you to do this too, because on our mastermind call, one of the things that we talked about was looking back over the last 10 listings that you've taken, the last 10 listings that you had, how many points, we call them, you know, points out of 50 were you able to get with those last 10? So if you took 10 listings, you know, how many of them were you able to get sold? How many of them did you find the buyer for the for that property? How many did you find another buyer? How many did you get the next listing in the neighborhood? And how many were you able to get a referral from the seller? So, you know, when you start looking at it like that and you start looking at all of those opportunities, you know, there's a huge opportunity to multiply every dollar that you make on listings, every listing that you take. And so, you know, it changes the way that you focus on things. It changes the way that you evaluate the things that you spend. So one of the things that was really interesting is you probably know we have a I have a joint venture with Prospects Plus on a program called Getting Listings Sold. And it's kind of a, you know, we get all the data of all of the listings that come on the market. And it's really interesting to see that the prevailing sense, because these aren't people that I have a relationship with. I mean, these are all the realtors around the country, so they're not all that hip to direct response or to, you know, the before unit, the during unit, and the after unit, all that kind of thing. And it's interesting to me to see that the prevailing attitude seems to be, well, I don't need to send just listed cards because this one's going to sell, or it's already sold, or you know, we don't need to do that to get it sold. And it's interesting that the hidden message in that from them is that they look at sending just listed cards as an expense on the one commission that they think that they're getting. They're thinking about it on the you know, as an expense that's coming out of and reducing the amount of money that they're going to get for selling that, for some putting in an MLS and somebody selling it. They're not thinking about it strategically as an investment in getting the rest of that opportunity. You know, there's a four times bigger opportunity than just getting it sold, hoping somebody will sell it on the MLS. So we actually spent a good portion of our last day together in Toronto on one process for facilitating getting the finding a buyer and getting the next listing. And the thing that we were focused on was doing neighbor open houses, where on, you know, we send a just listed card and invite the neighbors to a preview open house on a Thursday evening from 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock, where they can pop by after work and just come on in and see. And there's been a lot of people who've been using that process and getting great results, but we were looking at really how to orchestrate that process and get the most out of it. So I'd love to hear your take on whether you're doing those things, or you know, what would be helpful and useful as tools for you. So I've put up the new, we've got a revamped model of the just listed and just sold cards up in the GoGo agent area that are hooked into the postcard builder now. So it's going to be really easy to do those. But what, you know, I'd love to hear what your experiences are, what your, you know, if you were to calculate quickly out of the last 10 listings that you've had, how many out of 50 you were able to get. And you don't feel bad, because here's, you know, in our mastermind group, the highest number was 15 points out of possible 50 out of their last 10 listings. So, you know, there's a huge opportunity there, because we just don't focus on it that way. So I'd love to hear what's going on for you guys there. And again, we can brainstorm anything that you want to talk about. And then also, what I'm also looking for, one more thing before I open it up for our brainstorm here, is we've been doing some testing with the Getting Listings program of doing newsfeed ads in Facebook that put essentially the same offer as the postcard. So if anybody's interested in testing that, I'd love to hear from you, and we can work that, work together to do some testing on Facebook so we can test it in different areas and see what happens there. So, okay, *6 on your phone is going to open it up, and again, we can talk about anything that you want to talk about. I'd love to hear what you're doing with the listings, or anything that would be sort of good for me to get on the docket for development to add into our tools for GoGo Agent, and anything if you've had any experience with neighbor open houses, or anything that you're doing to get those listings sold. Okay, *6 on your phone. Here we go.
Dean.
Hello.
It's Michelle.
Michelle, how are you?
Good. So I have two things. The first thing I have is, remember we were talking about the 5 points for each listing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, well, why not have the mindset that I can do that for every listing, right?
Right.
And so I went home.
Right.
Right. So I went home and I had a house that I just put up for sale like the week before I arrived. And I did the little neighbor open house. I didn't have time to send out the postcards, so I just delivered them because it was a condo building.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up a buyer.
I like that. How many people came? How many people came to the open house?
Four.
Okay.
And there were 75 people in the unit. So
okay.
That's not bad.
No, and it is what it is. As you're doing it, it's like, you know, you're learning every step along the way, because until you have an experience of it, you know, then you know. So like the old saying in the South, a man with an experience is never at the mercy of a man with an idea.
Right. And then, so I had four, and one was actually some sellers that had already listed with another agent.
Okay.
One was a renter in the building. That's my buyer.
Okay.
And then just some nosy neighbors, of course.
Yeah.
Then I can't remember if it was right before or right after I actually found the buyer from realtor.com.
Nice. Okay.
So I got the buyer. We've already sold it and closed it. We did it in a week.
Nice.
Me and the seller didn't see eye to eye, so I'm not getting any referrals from him, but I'm planning to get the next listing in the building. And so I'll be sending out some just sold because it just closed on Tuesday. So that would be 4 points out of five. That's pretty good.
That's awesome. See, that's the kind of thing. That's what we're talking about. And now, you know, when you pay attention to it, it starts to sort of happen. You know, you start to – I'm a big believer in that. I mean, we talked about your $100 million game, you know. You just start to think at a different level. You start to think of – What would I do if I'm looking, if I want to get five out of five here? But going to four out of five that's phenomenal.
Right. So then I get back home, right, and I put another condo up for sale, and I get a call about it from the sign, but I can't. It was on a day that I couldn't do it. My Ashley couldn't meet with the buyer, and they only had this small window of opportunity. So I found an agent in one of my other offices to show her, and she turned out to be the buyer, and I got a referral fee.
Nice. There you go.
And so I didn't – so now we're under contract, so I don't know if I'll find a buyer, but maybe off the side I'll still find a buyer. But I could easily get a referral from the seller and the next listing in the building.
Yes, absolutely. So that's awesome. So that one, you know, now you've got an opportunity to do the just sold cards in there, and you are off to the races.
Right. And so I'm pretty excited because I have a couple new listings coming up, and it's like, okay, let's actually do some of this stuff beforehand, like send out the neighbor letter and have the open house.
The interesting thing is that's what we started talking about with the with the mastermind group, was talking about orchestrating this process. Like really in Toronto, and most of these realtors are in that Toronto area. And so in that area, the market's pretty hot usually, and listings sell pretty quickly. So we were going as far as really like looking at kind of slowing the process of actually putting it on the MLS to think ahead of time to get this stuff going, and we talked about optimizing the days when to actually activate the listing so that you get the maximum amount of time to get the neighbors and get all of your ducks in a row before it just goes on MLS and sells.
Right, and that's what I'm doing now, because that other, the condo I put up for sale, I think I put it in, like, it was one of those things that I knew it was going to be there when I was at Academy, so I didn't have time to do all the stuff And so now it's like, okay, I know that I've got these coming up. Ashley, let's get going on this stuff so that I can have this even before it goes into MLS.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty cool once now I've changed this mindset about, okay, how am I going to get five?
Right. That's the whole thing, right? And that's especially when you look back at the last 10 and see what your score was when you weren't overtly kind of focusing on it, you know?
Yeah, I did pretty good. I think I had like a 10 or 12. So, I mean, I'd done okay, but not like fabulous.
Right, exactly. You're already now you're six out of on the first two that you've done since focusing on it, you know? So that's kind of, you know, that right there, you're, if you were 10 or 12, you know, you're like 1.2 out of 10 listings, you know, and now you are, you know, if that was four, if you got the sold, you got the buyer, you got a buyer, and you're going to get the next listing, that's four, and then three out of that other one, that's six or seven out of the last two listings. So that's pretty exciting.
That's very exciting. So wanted to report that. Then new subject. You know, I'm over in GoGo Clients, and when you click on the postcards, the most interesting postcard is like a month behind the ones that are on.
Yeah, so this month will go up. I sent it over there already, but our new thing is to have them up for the 21st of the month before the so the April postcard will go up. Next week.
Okay, so the March postcard I needed to go back
and the one we had up there was for our
February.
Yeah, exactly, just to get it through so we'd have it for the
Academy.
So the next one now will go up. The current we're going to put up two actually this month and next month.
Okay, because we're trying to send it out. We try to do ours in the middle of the month, and so we just had to go back to whatever that website is that we normally get it at.
Yeah.
But by the time we get ready to do it in April, we'll have the actual April one out.
That's
there, the postcards plus, right?
That's right, yep. And now you can do your just sold. You could do your just sold cards right there from it.
Absolutely, and my new just listed cards, you know, are inviting them all over to the party. So, I'm loving the new system. It's really awesome. And, yeah, I had to create some new, you know, home price, web pages. Landing pages. And it was super easy. I haven't really got the text thing down. I've been way too busy, like, selling houses. But this week I've
got
some time.
Well, the text thing is super easy because all you have to do is just say text to this phone number.
Yeah, but I don't have that phone number. I haven't had a time to even look at that yet.
Oh, to set it up. Okay, well, it's all in there. So So
this week is a little slower, and then next week I have a couple days. But, yeah, it's been really busy, and so I'm really looking forward to getting all that together.
Awesome. Cool. Very exciting, Michelle.
It's very exciting. Thank you so much. The Academy was totally incredible.
Awesome. I like that two-day format. That was a good thing.
That was excellent. We should do it like that every year.
I think so, too. Okay, perfect. Okay, star six on your phone. We'll do a quiet little group today. Star six, who wants to talk about what they're working on? Here we go. Sean Corder.
Hey there, Dean. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain.
Perfect.
I had a quick question about the you had a mastermind group going in Toronto. Have you given any thoughts to have anyone here in the States?
Here in the South?
In the Southeast, yes.
In the Southeast. I thought about that. I think I'm enjoying it so much in Toronto. I think I might start one when I get back in the fall here for in Florida as well, so I will keep you posted for sure.
Yeah, I'd be interested in you know, checking into that.
Cool. So what are you working on? It was good to see you at the Academy.
Yes, we had a good time. Well, I've been transferring over everything. You know, I had the all client system before, and I've been working on getting that transferred over. There's been a little bit of not growing pains, but it's just the transfer. Some stuff gets organized or lost,
right.
And I'm getting that sorted out. I had a iTeleCenter telephone number, and I was looking at possibly transferring that over. But I
don't
think
need
that.
That's all included, so you don't.
Yeah, that's included. But I was going to. I like the number. Or I have an 800 number.
Oh,
I
see.
I don't
have
it out there a lot of places, so I think I'm just going to cancel it and redo the ads. They told me I could transfer, but it would take like 30 days or something. I mean, they made it as inconvenient as possible.
Right. Yeah.
To do. But, I mean, mainly, of course, here in this area, a lot of folks from the Northeast, so we got a lot of telephone calls and organizing with folks coming down over the next couple of weeks, but it's been a little bit quiet, which is not unusual.
Right.
I guess one question I might have, and maybe some insight, you know, like I mentioned before, we're going into year two, and, of course, generating the leads is not an issue at all. We can get as many of those as we want. And I'm finding, I mean, there's just such a, it's looking like when it comes to homes, there's such a long sales cycle here. And, of course, I'm like we mentioned at the thing, I've kept up, you know, I haven't missed any newsletters and keep up with
right.
the folks. But I talk to people commonly that are a year, 2 years, 3 years out.
Yeah.
And I'm, of course, following up with the newsletter, and then some of them I follow up with. I've got a printed newsletter I do. I haven't been doing the interesting postcard, but I do have a printed newsletter, which is more expensive. But I didn't know, and when Chuck Charlton was talking, I mean, is there anything else that folks are doing or kind of the follow-up with some
of
these folks?
Well, I think one of the things, like you're in a market similar, similar – in a lot of ways to Winter Haven in that people are coming from up north and it's an aspirational thing. They're, not impulsive. They've got to get their move on up there. And so one of the things that's really valuable is just being their realtor in your area, that you're the friend in Myrtle Beach. You're the friend that they have down there. And when they come, they'll come. One of the things that's really kind of valuable is to look through your email dialogues and your, phone logs or whatever for the people that you connected with last spring at this time that may be coming back down now. To reconnect with those people on a personal basis, in addition to continuing to do your market watch. That's
sure.
really where it is to kind of just maintain that that contact with them. We're still finding now. Julie will still have people contact now who came in 2 years ago when we started that. That have come down this spring,
Sure. And I think that's going to be, like we talked before, this is not a town where folks are moving across from one, school district to another for
right.
the most part. They're moving
yeah.
from New Jersey to South Carolina.
Yeah.
So that's, I didn't know, and that's one thing I've thought about, and I've even, like when we were talking about in the seminar, and I've actually put it in as a, flag or whatever there on the go-go clients and to start keeping track of those folks that I have actually emailed with. And I think that's the biggest thing I think with this new system is it's just going to be easier to keep
yeah,
track of those
have your concentric circles in a way, right? You got
right.
everybody and then you could see here's everybody who's opted in and then you could just select out here's all the people that asked for a guide or here's all the people that asked for Market Watch or here's all the people that I've actually talked to on the phone. That's where it's really useful. That's what's
well, and that's where I've done that, but where I've dropped it is that, I mean, there's so much email going back, going back and forth. So that's the part that's difficult to keep up with.
Yeah.
Because we're working three different systems, you know, they're using three different systems kind of, or sources for collecting the information.
Uh-huh.
So I think once we get any update on time frame in regards to in some of the, you know, the, like we talked about, the seven-step connection process and all that might be in the go-go.
Yeah, we're working on all of that right now. All the things that are like programming things are mm-hmm. things that take some time to integrate. But those are all already in the wireframe and being in the queue right now.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, so the great news is, you know, we got all that stuff, and I worked backwards, you know, until you guys at the Academy, we wanted to have all the functionality for the, you know, executing all the important stuff. Now we're working out the all the content and the, you know, now we've got the flexibility to continue to add new landing pages and postcards and campaigns and all that kind of mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff. So I like it. It's very exciting.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
Dane, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Hi, this is Denise. We haven't spoken a long time, and I haven't attended
calls.
Wow,
Denise, how are you?
Long lost person here.
You're long lost Denise Carlson.
I'm telling you, but I've been busy as hell. We have a strong market here, too. But my main issue right now, and I know you know it, is when will the website be Google friendly? Because I haven't had Google in years, and I don't get any leads anymore from my website.
So, yeah, the whole thing, right now, we're in a situation where most of the people are getting approved, and in some cases, it's just there's nobody we can even talk to, you know? So the next level of this, the next when we do the new site models, we'll be working on an alternate landing page. That's what the problem is for
I know.
For most of the people.
It
yeah.
goes to my website, but it shows up as yours, so Google boots me out. So
yes, exactly. And so
I literally have not gotten leads from my website in years because of that. And I know not everyone is affected, but I am, and I'm the only one I care about.
Absolutely. That is perfect. You are the only one you care about, and that's who you should care about.
I am, really.
Are you now? Do you do any? Are you doing Bing right now?
Am I doing what?
Are you doing Bing and Yahoo?
Yeah, I do, but they're just not what Google is. They
right.
aren't.
We get typically
a little
third.
Trickle. Not
yeah.
even a third. It's a trickle. It's a little yeah. tiny trickle.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I am doing some get response letters and things like that via
yeah.
email, and I get some leads from that. But I'm not.
Yeah.
My website isn't getting picked up. That's my main concern. So when
yeah.
do you think you're going to have this tweaked where I'll be Google friendly again?
Well, actually, that might be a good thing to do with you here as testing. I think I just had a brainstorm that I could test this new model with the GoGo agent. So let me connect with you, and let's
okay.
use yours. We can use yours as a as the test pilot here for this.
I have over 6,000 people in GetResponse.
That's awesome.
A huge amount, but you know it's.
Are you still sending MarketWatch and stuff to them?
Yes, I'm working on that, and I am doing that, and I do get responses from that.
Yeah, of course.
That I'm thankful for, but I haven't really participated in your new GoGo client and that thing. So I'll try to find out a little bit more about that later. But I really want to get Google compatible.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the website's
perfect.
Just not working for me because of that.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So
well,
what kind of time frame are we looking at?
Well, in the next, I've got, this is on my docket here for the next 30 days. So, you know, now. That's, yeah. So let's, let me connect with you offline, and we'll get
wonderful.
Get things moving. That'd be great to test. Perfect.
That sounds great. Thank you, Dan.
Okay. You're very welcome. Okay, guys, star 6 on your phone. And what else are you guys working on? I'd love to hear what else what would be a useful campaign. Now that I've got all this capability to get stuff out there, I'm itchy to work on some new things. One of the things I'd love to work on is renter campaign. So I'd love to hear if anybody's working on that or interested in that or has done anything with finding renters, almost like a getting listings program for renters. That would be on my list of things I would love to do. I was very interested to hear. I've run into a few different people now who have been using the Listing Next Door program. And if you guys remember, I had a program that is designed to get listings around recently sold listings, like by sending postcards or hand delivering or doing door hangers around a home that has just sold, just to the, you know, kind of 50 or 100 homes right around that listing, within eyesight of that listing. And it was really interesting to kind of run into some people who've been using that as a strategy that they go and walk the neighborhood when that happens and hand deliver the door hangers and the results that they've been getting. So that's pretty low cost, high probability listing getting strategy. So, okay, guys, star 6, last call. Going once. Going twice. Sold. Okay, well, that was it for this week. And, oh, here we go. Somebody got in right under the, well, not quite under the wire, but I'll let them go. Star 6 if you want to talk. Okay.
Hey, Dean, it's
Hello.
Zach.
Zach who?
Zach, who are you looking for?
All I have is, did you do it again, Zach?
I did.
Zach did it again.
So I was late on the call, so I apologize if you've already answered this question. But I was wondering if there's anything you have for me to test on Craigslist.
Now, so that was one of the things that we talked about at the Academy, and I did want to get with you specifically on that because I know you've got the whole the capability. So, yes, I do want to test the story ads around the new listings. Remember, we talked about the we need to sell our Kings Mill house this weekend, and I'd also like to test just the efficacy of whether people can will cut and paste the link. Were you finding, Zach, that nobody or very few people were cutting and pasting the link to go anywhere off of there? Is that what kind of dried right up for you?
Yes, it's it didn't totally dry up, but it's down drastically.
Mm-hmm. Because it was so easy just to click on it, right? Nobody, they have to really think twice before they cut and paste something.
Right, right. And did you want to test that this year?
I want to test that this month.
Okay.
You're so funny.
So when can we work on that?
Well, this month. I'd love to do that. That's my I've got this next 6 weeks here that this is my prime focus is the go-go agent stuff. So I would love to I'd love to do that. And do you have some listing that we could write the story for and do the and test it out that way?
Yes, I have a number of them.
Perfect. I'd love to hear that. The other thing I'd like to test is whether somebody will, you know, the three basic tests that I want to do with that are, will they cut and paste? Will they text their email? Or will they reply to the message? You know, will they reply to the ad? Because that's what Craigslist really wants people to do, is just reply to the ad, because that's one click. That's easy.
Yes, we can do that.
Okay. Cool. All right, Zach. Well, let's do that.
Okay.
I will call you.
Okay, great.
I love it.
I look forward to that.
Me too.
Great call today.
Thank you, sir. Okay, guys. Well, then let's wrap up for this week, and stay tuned. Things are getting better and better every time we turn around. So have a great month, and I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.